Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Live the Promise. There are many more podcasts available up on the website at myfaithradio.com, and your support makes this possible. Thank you. Much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in. Hope you're having a great day and a great week so far. Well, every once in a while, we do a show that we call Songs and Verses, and Songs and Verses is a time for us to just hear from you. You know how at the open of the show, I typically ask my guest, is there a verse that God's been speaking to you about these days? Well, this is an opportunity to ask you, is there a verse that God's been speaking to you about these days? Or, you know, maybe you're driving and you don't have the verse reference. I don't want you to worry about that. I want to know, what's God teaching you these days? The phone lines are open. I came with three copies of my book, Your Powerful Prayers. I would love to hear from you. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. You can also email me. So if you've got a thought that you just, maybe you're driving and you're saying it's that verse, you know, that he makes me walk on high places, I can find the verse for you. I came armed with songs. Now, this is something we do once in a while with our songs and verses, where I have you call in and tell me, is there a song that God's been speaking to you about these days? Sometimes we focus on the verses, sometimes on the song, sometimes a little of both. I came armed today with a number of songs from Stephen Curtis Chapman's new album, just because it's been speaking to me. So we've got a song lineup. I've got some things I want to share with you, but I also want to hear from you. What is the Lord teaching you these days? Don't worry again if you've got a thought, but you don't have the verse behind it. Or maybe there's a story, but you don't remember where it is in the Bible. I just want to know, what is God teaching you? Here's the number, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. You can also email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. If you want in on the drawing for one of those Your Powerful Prayers books, make sure, whether you call or email, that you give us your mailing address. A couple of quick announcements before we kick this thing off. We have a brand new program schedule on Faith Radio, things we're excited about. A New Beginning with Greg Laurie is now heard at weekdays, 10 a.m. Destined for Victory with Paul Shepherd, weekdays at 1 p.m. And The Urban Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, weekdays at 6:30 p.m. So check those programs out and more on our website. You know the address, myfaithradio.com. Also want you to know that we are giving one Bible away this month, the Family Life Bible, that's right, from Barbara and Dennis Rainey from, Family Life. I just had one of those brain freezes. Thank you very much. You can sign up and receive a free Bible. I pray that you win, myfaithradio.com. So lots going on here at Faith Radio. We're so glad. As often as possible, we want to get resources into your hands to help you grow in your walk of faith. So here's my passage that I came with today, just to think about. You know, Psalm 18 is just one of my go-to chapters in Scripture. Psalm 91 is another one. Ephesians 3 and Ephesians 6 are a couple others. But this is from Psalm 18. Listen to this. As for God, His way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to Him for protection. He's a shield for all who look to Him for protection. For who is God except the Lord? Who but God is a solid rock? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes me sure-footed as a deer, leading me safely along the mountain heights. He prepares me for battle. He strengthens me to draw a bow of bronze. You've given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand supports me. You stoop down to make me great. You've given me a wide path to keep my feet from slipping. There is so much in this passage. He makes my way perfect. He establishes us in the way that we should go. He's a shield to all who look to Him for protection. Now, when He talks about that He makes us as sure-footed as a deer, He allows us to walk on high places, You know what that means? It means that he makes us spiritually agile. And how do you get agile? Think of an athlete, a football player maybe on the field who's deking right, deking left, moving forward, moving back, when changing up. We used to, when I was in fitness, one of the things, the principles that we would try to do in some of our cross-training classes is make sudden shifts in direction and speed and pace, because it takes so much energy to switch gears on a dime. And that's the thing, is we wanted to up your anaerobic capacity. Well, in the same way, spiritually speaking, one of the ways God allows us and trains us to walk on high places, usually those high places are uneven and require some core strength and some being light on your feet, but steady in your core, is things get changed up for you and you're not really expecting it, where something comes from left field and then suddenly you're pushed back and you learn how not to be knocked over every time the wind shifts a different direction. One of the ways he trains you for battle is he allows certain things to just sort of push against you, to change up. How would you respond to that? Well, you'll freak out if you think, you know, my goal in life is to have life on earth go my way. But you'll keep your wits about you if you remember the reason I'm on this earth is to be trained to stand in battle, to fulfill the purposes of God. Life on earth is as hard as it gets. It gets better from here when I go to heaven. And the Bible does say that what I suffer on earth is nothing compared to what I will enjoy in heaven. And so then you take your trials as training time. Think about it that way again. He makes me sure-footed as a deer. You have enough setbacks, trip-ups, hardships. Suddenly you become quick on your feet, and you know how to dodge arrows, to use your shield, to stand when the winds blow. He prepares you for battle. He strengthens you to bend a bow of bronze. How does he do that? Opposition, resistance training. There are things that will press up hard against you, and you learn to push back and say, you know what, enemy, you're not going to have my family. You're not going to have my income. You're not going to have my marriage. When you raise that shield and you draw that sword and you stand in battle, suddenly you get strong and you become mighty in battle. And he stoops down to make you great. Isn't that great news? There's things we cannot do for ourselves that God so wants to do for us. And that's part of it. As you look to him for protection, you look to him for promotion, you look to him for his promises, he will do what only he can do. And he will train you in a way that you could never even dream possible. What's God teaching you these days? 877-933-2484. Amy's checking in from Maple Grove. Hey, Amy, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to hear from you today.
Yes. Thank you. I got in my car and heard just a call, and I'm like, oh, I have to call because God has been speaking to me in just profound ways lately. So,
talk to me about that. What's he teaching you?
I feel in this last probably couple years of drawing closer to him, I feel like my battles have become greater. I look at it a couple different ways. The Lord, number one, to strengthen me. But number two, I also know that I am under attack. And really, I've just felt the need to just stay back and let the Lord fight my battles for me, to remain silent instead of having fear or worry. Just to think on the Lord, or just to meditate on the Lord's promises. And just trying to think positive and good, and even praying for those that are attacking me. I know that the Lord wants to use us, and I in huge ways. And Satan just does such a shouldn't say a great job, but he, I mean, it's, I guess as cunning as he is, he's kind of easy to figure out.
Yeah.
You know? Once you pay attention, you can really see where he is trying to work. And so just to know that the Lord wants the best for us and the most for us, and he's on our side.
Indeed.
And he wants to fight for us. And I think when we just submit to him and let him do that work, he does. He's faithful.
Wow. You know, Amy, I got to ask you, have you read my book, Uncommon Woman? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but you don't have a copy of that.
I
want to make sure you give Aaron your address. I'm going to send you a copy, because that's so much about what it's about, is learning in the midst of feeling attacked, feeling gossiped about, entrusting your identity, your reputation, your everything to the Lord, and then learning to rest in that finished work of the Lord and live out of that love. I want to just send you a copy because I think it'll minister to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I got to read, you know, I brought in several pieces of content from different places, just feeling like I was supposed to share them today. And I just picked this one up because I brought it in and then you called, and it's from Streams in the Desert. And it references the verse from Isaiah. It says, "He did not open his mouth." And it says, what grace it requires when we're misunderstood, yet we handle it correctly, or when we're judged unkindly, yet receive it in holy sweetness. Nothing tests our character as a Christian more than having something evil said about us. This kind of grinding test is what exposes whether we are solid gold or simply gold-plated metal. And he says this, some Christians are easily turned away from the greatness of their life's calling by pursuing instead their own grievances and enemies. They ultimately turn their lives into one petty whirlwind of warfare. I think that's fantastic. And I can tell you're not doing that, that you're not turning away from the greatness of your life's calling. And but you see how people do that. They're baited into the conflict and then they're ruined by it. But you're made for better things. Isn't that good?
Well, we all are.
Yeah.
Be strong. Be strong.
Indeed. Yeah.
Stay in the Word. I know. Oh, I love it.
So good.
Thank you so much.
Well, amen. And the song that I chose for that whole idea that God defends us, which you just teed up perfectly, is Hallelujah, You Are Good by Stephen Curtis Chapman. And Amy, as you listen, as you give Aaron your address and then listen, I think to me this is the best antidote for when people are talking about us, is to remember that God is good and he will fight for us. Let's listen in, and Julie, we'll get to you next.
We are standing in between hope and despair, believing in your grace and the faith to declare you are with us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are good. Sorrow and pain lies the promise of your word and the power of your name. You are with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are good. And when faith gives way to fear, I will trust your heart when I cannot feel you near. I will trust your heart. The morning sun and a new song for the broken. Death is lost, love is won. You are with us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are good.
Susie Larson here. This is of the Promise. It's an edition of Songs and Verses. More songs, more great conversation on the other side.
We sing to you.
for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. Really glad to have you listening today. Every once in a while, we do something called Songs and Verses, where we play some songs, we talk about some of the scriptures, some of the verses God's speaking to you about. Do you know how at the open of every show I ask my guest, is there a verse God's been speaking to you about? Well, we like to set aside time to ask you that question. Is there a passage, a story, a verse the Lord's been talking to you about? We fill it in with some songs, and I came with some excerpts from some of my favorite devotionals. I would love to hear from you. And if you're driving or you just don't remember the reference, I can pull it up in seconds. If you just have an idea, I can help you find it. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Really, the question is, what is the Lord talking to you about these days? Julie's checking in from Duluth. Hey, Julie, thanks for holding.
Hi, Susie.
How are you today?
I am, my nose is above water.
Okay. That's something. Anyway, God bless you. So what's the Lord teaching you these days?
Well, I think the verse that it's almost becoming my verse for the year, I'm feeling, is 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind.
Powerful.
And there are times I just pull it out and like a sword in my hand and start preaching to myself. And it's just powerful. When I feel like, especially I've been under a lot of spiritual attack, from some different areas, and I don't know, it puts things back in perspective for me. It's almost like I feel like I'm beating the enemy back to the flat of my sword.
You definitely are, because his word is living and active. And you know, I don't know if you've read Carter Conlon's little book, Fear Not, but it's really based around that whole passage, and it's phenomenal. But I spent some time in that passage, Julie, and you think about, he's not given us a spirit of fear, which means fear is a spirit. I mean, it is an all-out. When that horror, that dread, the terror, that is from the enemy himself. And the opposite of is power, love, and sound mind. You think power, when we're in a place of fear, what do? We go into self-preservation, where God's saying, no, I've asked you to walk in power. And then when you think about love, what is it? We go to greediness. We grab for ourselves. We're into places of selfishness when we're afraid. And then sound mind, the opposite we see in the anarchy on the streets. People just lose their wits about them. And yet God is saying, I'm calling you to power, to love, love not your life even unto death, and to keep your wits about you so that the world may know that you belong to me. I mean, it's a mighty call, but he empowers us to live it. I mean, isn't that amazing when you think about it?
It is. I'm glad I have a shelter to run to.
Indeed. Indeed. Wow. Well, I'm so, so grateful that you called. Make sure you give Aaron your address. I'm going to see if I can find a book off our Faith Radio shelf that just accompanies that verse for you and encourages you today. So thanks
That'd
for calling.
Awesome.
God bless you, hon.
Yeah.
Thank you. Cool. Bye-bye. 877-933-2484. So last year, I read an article out of Charisma Magazine from Lee Grady. He's just someone, I feel like he's a straight arrow. I've never read anything of his I don't agree with. I just think he's just straight shooter. And this article, it's titled, Don't Let Negative News Steal Your Joy. And he says, you know, what's going on in the world shouldn't dictate your attitude. Here are some reasons you should be rejoicing. Lee Grady writes this. He says, Christians should be the happiest people on earth. But everywhere I go, I find that many who claim to have faith have lost their joy. He says, I know the headlines about mass shootings and terrorist attacks aren't encouraging, to say the least, but who said the news should determine our attitude? He says, the current presidential campaign has made people angry, too. If Facebook posts are any indication of the national mood, folks today aren't just mad, they're outraged. But they need to take a break from the discussion before they hyperventilate. I believe we have much to rejoice about. I still believe God calls us to walk in supernatural peace, love, joy, no matter what's happening in the world. There are actually some really encouraging things happening behind the headlines, and here are a few. This is what Lee Grady writes in this article. One, he says, Muslims are coming to Christ faster than ever before. That's a proven fact. David Garrison, he references, whom we've had on the show before, author of the book A Win in the House of Islam, says something unprecedented is stirring in the Muslim world. We are living in the midst of the greatest turning of Muslims to Christ in history. And David Garrison further writes that this evidence, citing evidence that dozens of powerful Christian movements have started among Muslims since the year 2000. Another point two, Lee Grady writes that the gospel is transforming China. He said the Telegraph reported 2 years ago that Christianity is growing so fast in China that it will most likely be considered a Christian nation by 2030. Given China's economic power in the world, this has huge implications for our future. Number three, Lee Grady writes, the U.S. is in a church planting boom. There's been lots of handwriting about the decline of mainline churches in America, but church growth expert Ed Stetzer says new churches are actually being planted in the U.S. more quickly than old ones are dying. And research shows that 60 to 80% of people who join new churches are from unchurched backgrounds. That means more people are being reached with the gospel today than what dead religious churches talked and sang about evangelism, but they never did it. Point four, Lee Grady writes that Latin America is experiencing a political and spiritual awakening. Recent elections in Venezuela were more indication that leftist governments are losing power in Latin America. Similar movements against socialism and corruption are occurring in Argentina, Brazil, and other Latin countries at a time when evangelical churches are growing at unprecedented rates. Point five, Lee Grady writes, spiritual hunger is rising in our nation. He says, I'm not denying that some segments of our culture have grown hostile to Christian faith, but the popularity of faith-based films such as War Room caught Hollywood by surprise this past year. Meanwhile, popular Bible teachers get as much traction on Twitter and other social media as secular celebrities such as Katy Perry or Lady Gaga. And the amount of Christian content on YouTube and other digital media today is simply staggering. And you got to know, Faith Radio is part of that, that we have a strong digital platform. People are checking in from all over the world. Point six, Lee Grady writes this, global violence is decreasing. Because we have easy access to news and we hear about the mass shootings as soon as they occur, Americans think the world is more dangerous than ever before, but that's not true. If you compare violent deaths from wars, genocide, and crime through the centuries, the numbers have never been lower today, even with the 21st century terrorists on the loose. Number seven, there are fewer dictators in the world. The number of authoritarian countries have dropped from a high of almost 90 in 1976 to, listen to this, 25 now. Democracy is growing, and it's likely that authoritarian nations in the Middle East, such as Iran, will see drastic political changes in the future. Number eight, Lee Grady writes this, the Bible is still the most popular book ever. The Bible ranks at the top of favorite book lists among Americans. It's also the best-selling, most widely distributed book in the world. Nearly 4 billion copies of the Bible were printed and sold globally in the last 5 decades, far, far exceeding any other book. And finally, Lee Grady's final point in this article, point nine, Jesus is still on the throne. The last book of the Bible reminds me that when it's time for Jesus to come back, he will return victorious. All his enemies will bow down and acknowledge his lordship. Jesus is not fretting about ISIS, Hillary Clinton, gay marriage, illegal immigrants, Obamacare, or the next big economic crisis. You shouldn't fret either. Don't let the evening news steal your joy. If you have become sour, grumpy, or fearful because of what's going on in the world, push your rejoice button and reset your spiritual life. God is moving behind the scenes, and all who trust in him have something to celebrate. Do you hear me? That's Lee Grady from Charisma Magazine. Title of the article is Don't Let Negative News Steal Your Joy. Jesus has given us something to rejoice. And if we're walking around with a sour face and a reactionary attitude, we've lost sight of the abiding life. Because the abiding life, the fruit of the Spirit, guess what it looks like? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, goodness, and self-restraint, self-control. Let's model that in the way that we live. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's a songs and verses today, a little bit different. We're developing some content, playing some songs. Wendy and Ann, I see your calls. I hope you're able to hang on to the other side of the break. We're going to play some great music and just celebrate what God has done. We'll be back in a minute.
Chain breaker.
Do you believe that's true? He's a chain breaker. Jesus restores, redeems us in ways we could never do for ourselves. It's one thing when we are Christians to have our eternity secure, an amazing, amazing gift, but it doesn't stop there. His Spirit inhabits us. He changes our tastes, our trajectory. He changes everything. Well, I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. This is a Songs and Verses. We do these once in a while. We play some songs. We talk about verses or just what God is teaching you. I would love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. I want to say thanks to both Wendy and Ann for holding. Wendy from Minnetonka is checking in today. Hey, Wendy, how are you?
Hi, Susie. I'm doing good today.
Good. I'm glad. What's the Lord been teaching you these days?
Well, He's been teaching me how to praise Him, even in the really hard stuff. And I'm 54. I've been going to school for 3 years. And it's a hard road. I work really hard. I clean houses, and I have a part-time job as well. And I'm going to school, and the Lord has been a provider. He has been a sustainer. He has led me through a brain tumor and brain radiation. I'm just so amazed at our God.
Yeah.
And I have lately, in the last about 6 months, I found an old hymn book, and I've been singing in the morning to the Lord just these old hymns. And it so lifts my heart every morning. And a song that comes to my mind, though, that's not a hymn, is Ellie Holcomb's song, Broken is the Beautiful, Broken in the Beautiful. It's such a good song. And I think of how the Lord takes any of us who are not perfect, and He makes something beautiful out of us.
So good.
If we lean on Him every day, He's just so faithful.
He indeed is.
So I just wanted to share that.
Wow. Well, Wendy, somebody needed to hear that today. So thank you for your faith and sharing God's faithfulness. I wish you God's best as you continue onward. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Ann's checking in from Iron River, Wisconsin. Hey, Ann, thanks for holding.
Hi, thank you.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you, Susie.
Good. What's the Lord been teaching you these days?
Well, we've recently been through just a several string of things just like happening to go wrong. Just the truck broke down, the furnace wasn't working quite right. This happened, that happened, it all happened in one day. And fear, anxiety, and worry was threatening to just come up because the truck means either a new engine or a new truck or something, and that causes concern. And I was looking in the scripture, and the Lord brought out of Proverbs 31, verse 25, she is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by the end of that very rough day, I just decided, you know what? I spilled the water in the chicken coop, tipped over a glass of orange juice. All of this had happened, and I just had to laugh because God is greater, and it all will be fine. And the fear, anxiety, and worry was just gone. I have a peace. We still don't know what all is going to come of all of the situation, but we have such a peace about it. And I'm just so grateful that God is so awesome that we can truly, with Him, laugh at the days to come.
Wow. Amy, that is so, I mean, Anne, I'm sorry, that's so perfect. It's amazing. The readings that God, that put on my heart today match so much of what you all are saying. So this reading is from Streams in the Desert. It's for you, but I think it's for the many for whom you're representing as you called in today. It's A.B. Simpson. He writes, God is not merely able, but abundantly able, bountifully and generously able, with an infinite surplus of resources and eternally able to do what He promised. He is the God of limitless resources. The only limit comes from us. Our requests, our thoughts, and our prayers are too small. Our expectations are too low. God is trying to raise our vision to a higher level, call us to have greater expectations, and thereby bring us to greater appropriation. Shall we continue living in a way that mocks His will and denies His word? You can see the shift with just Anne's story. No, she says, because because she's looking up and trusting him. The rest of this, A.B. Simpson writes this, there's no limit to what we may ask of and expect of our glorious El Shaddai, our almighty God. And there's no way for us to measure his blessing, for he is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to his power at work within us. Do you hear that? God is not merely able.
Amen.
He's abundantly able, bountifully, generously able, with an infinite surplus of resources. So, Anne, this one song is for you, and it is More Than Conquerors by Stephen Curtis Chapman. I pray it blesses you today.
Thank you so much, Susie. Have
Thank
an
you.
Awesome day.
And you, hon. Bless you.
No condemnation. Now there is no guilt or shame for those who have been covered by the blood of Jesus. And now the words of our accuser have been robbed of all their power, and the enemy has been defeated by the blood of Jesus. So we stand with our hearts washed clean, and we lift up our hands and sing, we are more than conquerors. We are more. Life forever by the blood of Jesus.
Taking a short break. When we come back, more songs, more great conversation to encourage your faith. Don't go away. Back in a minute. Tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Every once in a while, we do something called Songs and Verses, and it looks a little different each time where we play some songs, talk about the things that God is teaching us. And if you want to chime in and tell me what the Lord's teaching you, got one more segment to do that. Give me a call, 877-933-2484. I'm drawing a music from Stephen Curtis Chapman's amazing album, Worship and Believe. And this is an excerpt from my book, Your Powerful Prayers. We've talked about this book on the show before. I came in with three copies today to get into your hands. If you want in on the drawing, just email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. And don't forget your mailing address. Three of you will get a copy of this book. So this is where I was writing about just our heir status. And this is what I wrote. The truth of the matter is, as heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, we have certain privileges. We have his presence, his promises, and his power. Let that sink in for a moment. In fact, let me say it again. We have his presence, his holy, awe-inspiring presence, where the fullness of joy is found. We have his promises, his faithful, true promises that change everything for the Christ follower. And we have his power. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is available to us. We're more spiritual than physical. We're more found than lost, more loved than we know. Isn't that just something? And though we face giants whose aim is to destroy us and an enemy who is always in a bad mood, we serve a joy-filled, patient, kind, and loving Father who always leads us triumphantly through our battles. We are on an upward journey to a holy city. Heaven will be wonderful. No more tears, no more heartache, no more sickness, no more disease, no more loss. Imagine. We're not there yet. We're still on this earth for a reason, and Jesus has not left us ill-equipped or unprepared. This song is called The One True God by Stephen Curtis Chapman. You know what? There's not many ways to the Father. There's one, and it's through Jesus Christ, and his word is his word. He is who he says he is, and let's listen in because he is the one true God, and every eye will see him. Every knee will one day bow when Jesus returns. I pray you can worship along with this amazing song.
In the dark, a song that lights up the stars, one breath that gives life, one sovereign in power, who speaks with thunder and fire. We'll be right back.
sometimes you just got to put a flag in the ground, raise your hands in the air, and declare, He's the one true God. He knows my name. I know Him, and we are in this together. No enemy will defeat me because God is for me, and He's the one true God. Isn't that amazing? This is Songs and Verses. We're just talking about what God is teaching us, celebrating with some songs, putting a flag in the ground. Hope that song encouraged you by Stephen Curtis Chapman. Kayla's checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Kayla, how are you today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good. What's the Lord teaching you these days?
You know, the work for me has been intentional. Mm. And at first I was, like, intentional in my prayer. And as I'm living my life, there's so much areas that you need to be intentional in. Mm-hmm. You need to be intentional in praying and your word and being around others and what you do and how you act and behave. The word intentional for me is so huge in a Christian walk. And that's the word the Lord gave me.
Very, very good. Kayla, that is beautiful. And the reason we do this is because somebody's listening today saying, okay, that needs to be my word too. And it is amazing how much fruit intentionality brings, because it's the art of steady application. You know, it's seeing the importance of these day-to-day things, going, hey, they're easy not to do and they're easy to do. And I'm going to have a bigger vision for my life, and I'm going to apply myself. So may God just show you great glory in the days ahead as you are intentional in the things that matter. God bless you.
Thank you. And I just have to share Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart, guard your heart, because everything you put in your heart, you know, for everything, guard your heart, because it comes out. I just had to say Proverbs 23 has been my verse too.
Fantastic, Kayla. Thank you so much for the call. So I'm going to read one more little excerpt from my book, Your Powerful Prayers. As I mentioned, I brought three copies in. Would love to get a copy into your hands. Email me if you want in on the drawing, Susie@myfaithradio.com. That's Susie with an S. Don't forget your mailing address. And I quote Max Lucado, so I'm writing this in my book. Max Lucado joined me recently on my show to talk about his book, Glory Days. I always love talking to this gentle, gifted, talented man. And I kind of skip ahead here. I say, take a deep breath. Be encouraged today. Though you and I may feel beat up by life at times, we'll win more than we lose. And when it's all said and done, we'll still be standing. And Max Lucado writes this, Promised Land people choose to trust God's promises. They choose to believe that God is up to something good, even though all we see looks bad. You were not made to quake in fear. You were not made to be beholden to your past. You're not made to limp through life as a wimp. You are a living, breathing expression of God. What's more, He fights for you. The big news of the Bible is not that you fight for God, but that He fights for you. And to know this, to know that your Father fights for you, is an unparalleled source of empowerment. This is your inheritance. More victory than defeat, more joy than sadness, more hope than despair. You'll always face problems, but you don't have to face them in the same way. Instead, immerse your mind in God thoughts. Turn a deaf ear to doubters. Set your mind on a holy cause. Once you find your mountain, no giant will stop you. No age will disqualify you. No problem will defeat you. This song now that goes with this excerpt is by Stephen Curtis, and it's Who You Say We Are. Listen in.
So we lift our hands and just thank you, thank you, and all that we can say. Just thank you, thank you.
I hope you found some encouragement here today. Another great conversation talking to Brian Laritz coming up next about saving the saved. Don't go away. Hour two is up next. We are.